This episode of Real Time Real Estate is brought to you by St. Louis Realtors 2024 bronze sponsor, Investors Title Company. Thank you to Investors Title Company and all of our 2024 sponsors. Welcome to Real Time Real Estate, a podcast brought to you by St. Louis Realtors, your voice for real estate. I'm Kylie Beasley, Marketing and Communications Specialist and your podcast producer. Today, I'm joined by the Realtor Housing Assistance Fund Chairperson, Tammy Cheryl Short, to discuss RHAF and their goals for the year. Thank you for being here, Tammy.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So if we have any listeners that aren't sure, can you explain a little bit about what RHAF is?
Absolutely. I didn't know a lot about RHAF either for several years into my career. So RHAF is the charitable arm of the St. Louis Realtors, and we work with organizations whose missions are to help those in need of housing solutions in the St. Louis area, both permanent solutions as well as temporary when people are in transit. Or we also deal with our Rebuild St. Louis, and we help them with home improvements for people's properties that are already in place. But our goal is to lead the path to home for everybody in the St. Louis community.
What are your goals for 2024? And can you share if you have any plans for achieving those at this point?
Sure. So what we do basically is we work with organizations that are looking to place people in temporary or personal housing situations. And so we do have our goal for this year is going to be similar to last year. In 2023, we gave out 12 different grants, equaling about $45,000.
Wow.
So our goal this year is to get more applicants in and be able to raise more money so that we can give more money away before the end of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we like to see.
Absolutely.
Do you have any upcoming fundraisers or events?
We do. We have several exciting events coming up, which I'm proud to announce. April 11th is our broker forum, and last year, it was the first year we did it. Little Ireland Coffee Company from Pacific. They volunteer their time and all the proceeds for the coffees that they make, the specialty coffees that they make before the meeting, go to RHAF. So it's really fun. Mm-hmm. It's a good time for people to come out. The brokers enjoyed it last year, so I'm anxious to see how it goes this year.
I know that was a big hit last year. Their coffee was very good. So we're definitely looking forward to having them back.
Yes, and so things that have gone on for several years that we're doing again, May 9th is a shred and e-cycle day, and it's a great opportunity for realtors and affiliates, actually anyone in the community, can bring their shreddable material to the center. It's in the back parking lot, and for a small donation, we would like to take all of your e-cycle stuff, your paper, et cetera, whatever you need to get rid of. We will also repeat that then in the fall on October 18th. So it's a good opportunity, spring and fall, to kind of purge a lot of the stuff that we don't need anymore that's hanging around the house, and it all goes to charity, of course. We are hopeful that we're going to have an event on September 19th, which is going to be the Topgolf social event. Whether or not you're into golf, it doesn't matter, but we're going to have food and drinks, and we're going to get together and meet with people maybe that you don't know from the association, and it's all going to be to the benefit of RHAF. I'm looking forward to that on September 19th.
Yeah, I will definitely speak to Topgolf. That is not something that I'm not into golf, so that's not something that I expected to enjoy, but Topgolf is a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun, and people of all, you know, even if you, like I said, if you're not a golfer, and I'm not really, I pretend to be sometimes, but it's a good time.
It is, yeah, and plus we're going to be giving money to RHAF. We're going to be trying to get back to the community, and what better way to experience Topgolf for the first time if you haven't been.
Exactly. It's going to be a relaxed afternoon, so I'm looking forward to that. The other thing that we have this year that's new is we did purchase some t-shirts. They're long sleeve and short sleeve.
Oh, yeah.
They're really awesome blue color. They've got the RHAF logo. They are great for you to wear if you're out in the community, showing that realtors give back to the community in ways. And it just also brings maybe a little bit more exposure to RHAF than people know. So again, you know, keeping in mind that there's a board of directors of 10 people, and we look at grants every month when we meet, and we help the people in the community that need permanent and temporary housing. We also donate a lot of money to Rebuild St. Louis. Mm-hmm. So that goes for improvements in homes. And we just want to make sure that housing is secure for everybody in the St. Louis community.
Rebuilding Together is a really great organization, and I'm glad that we do so much work with them.
Yeah, I'm going to hope to be part of that this year. And, you know, see the looks on people's faces when you're there working on stuff.
Yes.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's a great thing. And realtors do give a lot to the community. So it's another, again, it's another example of how we come together, we work as a team, whether we're, mm-hmm. you know, competing in the market or not, we all come together for the same goal, which is great.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Tammy, where can our listeners learn more about RHAF or donate if they'd like?
Sure. So we have a page. You can go to stlouisrealtors.com/pages/RHAF. If you want to give money, we also have a Give Butter site, which is givebutter.com/RHAF donations. And Rick Capelli is sort of our spearheaded person who takes care of a lot of the RHAF stuff for us. You can go to the board office and buy a t-shirt, or we will have them at all of our events as well. So for a $50 donation, if you want a t-shirt, you can come in, get a t-shirt of your choice, and that goes toward RHAF too.
We will put Rick's information in the show notes below. We will also have links to the Give Butter and the RHAF page on our website below in the show notes. Tammy, I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your day and coming to chat with me about RHAF. I really appreciate that.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you for listening to Real Time Real Estate, a podcast brought to you by St. Louis Realtors. Join us next time for more on real estate news, trends, and industry insights. And be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. St. Louis Realtors, your voice for real estate.